This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We go now to the city of Tshwane because the Tshwane Metro Police Department spokesperson Isaac Mahamba is on the line. Isaac, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to you.
I'm sure even Mama can't even speak to you for 2 minutes on the phone. Li busy, bro.
Hey, bro, job.
So give us a sense of, what you guys, your preparations like, basically?
Tomorrow there'll be a presidential inauguration in Union Building District, around the vicinity of Union Buildings like your Sunnyside, Hatfield, they'll be closed for traffic as early as 3 a.m. The streets that will be affected, I can't name all of them because, it's a lot of them, they're about 33.
Mm.
So for the listeners who want to follow the street, they can go to our social media page, like Tshwane Metro Police Department Facebook. They'll see all of them there. But just to name a few, it's Gordon Road and Standard Bobape, Alclone and Standard Bobape, Orient and Standard Bobape, and South Banberg Road. So those streets will be closed as early as 3 a.m. As I indicated, we humbly request the motorists to use alternative routes such as Pretoria Street, Park Street, Victoria Street, Krieff Street, Frederica Street, and Justice Mahomet. There are certain streets that won't be completely closed. They will close about two lanes and other lanes will be open for traffic. Those two lanes will be used for buses that will be coming from all the provinces that will be heading to Union Building. They'll park along those streets of Pretoria Street, as I indicated.
Yeah.
But what the members of the public, they should know is that those buses, when they reach that area, they will be walking towards a barricaded area. They'll be screened and searched. When we are satisfied that they're safe to go into the lawn area, then they'll be allowed to go through. And there are motorists as well that maybe can be interested to go attend the venue, the event. But there is no parking at all for public, those who want to use their private motor vehicles. That arrangement, those motorists can park at Tsobak, that's known as Pretoria Showgrounds.
Mm.
So from Tsobak, they'll also be shuttled to Union Buildings, whereby they'll be screened, searched, and as I said, when we are safe, or when we are sure that they are safe to enter Union Buildings, they'll be directed where to go through those areas. And we are also going to use Ritondale Park for only invited guests. They'll also be screened at site searched and all the protocols. Then from there, they'll be given accreditations and then also go to Union Buildings. So we are safe to say we are ready and we are happy about the arrangement. We are still there. All we can say is that we are waiting for tomorrow. Lastly, what you can mention is that if there are still residents who reside along Union Buildings, they are more than welcome to go to Peter Delport Building just, to pick up their permit so that they cannot, be inconvenienced when they want to use or they want to maneuver around Union Building. But unfortunately, they have to bring their approval first and they'll be able to be given those permits, as I indicated.
Yeah. So streets that are connected to Standza Bopape, best you avoid them tomorrow?
They have to be avoided at all. But what we need to emphasize is that, we've been getting a concern from the people that are working around the area, the business people around those areas. We need to assure them that, we are not going to inconvenience them. They have to make sure they can go to work. Our members have been, briefed properly as to how they can accommodate them. And if it comes to push, if we don't trust that you are going to your premises or to your building, they'll be escorted. But they will be members deployed along those streets that I've mentioned. And, we have the assistance from other law enforcement agencies and other municipalities. For instance, we have Ekurhuleni will be assisting, Joburg JMPD will also assisting, Gauteng traffic will be there and SAP. So we are happy about the arrangement, as I said, and we are ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So some of these streets will be closed from as early as 3 a.m. until what time?
Until the event is done. So we don't want to mention the time. The sooner the event is done and everything is cleared, and then the streets will be opened.
Yeah. And people must not park anywhere else, because I hear that you guys don't play. You know, you tow and you want 2.5 or something to that effect. So it's
part is a motor. That's why we're saying we don't allow any members of the public to come with the vehicles. We did not make provision for parking for motor vehicles who are coming that side. So all the people that want to come, but they are driving, they can go straight to Tswabak, where, you know, we are guaranteed their vehicles are guaranteed that they will be safe. There's enough security that side. So they'll park there and they'll be shuttled to the stadium. But even when they reach there, there is a search point. They'll be searched, screened, and as I mentioned, if you are satisfied that they are, you know, safe to enter the building, they'll be allowed to do so.
Got you. Thank you so much. I think it's clear.
No picking at all for the members of the public, only those who are invited.
I hear you. Thank you, Isaac. As always, we appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, Isaac Mahamba there from the Tshwane Metro Police Department. So, yeah, if you are a resident in and around the union buildings, I think it's important to repeat what he had said. You must go and collect your permits from Peter Delport Center, which is at 770 Government Avenue, Eastcliff, there in Pretoria. And you'll have to present proof of residence when you collect your permit. So the city of Tshwane is going to be very busy tomorrow because President Cyril Ramaphosa will be inaugurated.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.